Well, I think the horse, you know, it's an archetype, isn't it? You know, people relate to it, they have stories, or they identify with the horse.
No, it doesn't look to me like a horse to be ridden. It's a horse to be working and taking things places, right?
I like
so the sense of strength of this beast.
You know, horses represent, you know, freedom or you know, the wild people.
In the 1800s, the lifeboat was here in the town at the quayside, not where it is a mile down the road at the beach. And it was actually in this building. So the horses used to come down here with the teamsmen, and then he'd launch the lifeboat.
Five pairs of heavy horses pulling the Wells lifeboat out to Holcombe Gap. This was pre-mechanisation. When the tide was low, they had to be pulled. The boats had to be pulled out by the horses. They were up in a field on the other side of town, and when the maroons went up, which was the lifeboat signal, went up, the horses knew to run to the gate.
Sky, bang, the horses all used to run to the gate.
They would run to the gate, gallop to the gate.
And I laughed and said, yeah. And he went, no, seriously. They'd all run across the paddock to the gate. And I said, how is that possible? He said, because he'd collect the horses, bring them down into the harbour, launch the lifeboat, then he'd give them a massive bag of treats. And they soon worked out the bangs in the sky meant they were going to get a treat. And the most impressive thing was the noise, because you had all the men shouting the instructions, and you had the waters, the sound of the waters, the waves, you had the horses, and you could hear them blowing. I don't know what you call it when a horse blows. It was amazing.
And I met Robert in the harbour master's office. And he pointed out the window and said, I want you to make a sculpture to put out there on the edge of the marsh. And I was like, right. But I thought, well, if it's got to be near the sea, it's got to be pretty robust. So I decided to make the whole outline of the sculpture out of rebar, reinforcing rods. You know, the ridgy stuff you see in concrete in the road?
Oh, yeah.
But then the more I thought about it, I realised it had to be larger than life size. And it's actually 3 metres to the ears. So it was okay. Quite a different construction.
And that's, it had to be larger than life because...
Because otherwise you wouldn't see it over the channel. Because, you know, today we're walking right up to it, but most people are seeing it when they're crabbing and eating their ice cream, don't they? I can't remember how I thought of using whiskey barrel staves, but I have a friend in Scotland who works with wood, and I was talking to him about it, and he said, oh, don't worry, I've got a whole pile of whiskey barrel staves from a distillery
up
the road.
Handy friend, isn't it?
Very. So he shipped them. So if you look at the shape, that, you know, they're the curves, and if you think of the round barrel, that, you know, a whole lot of them make up the barrel. So I drew it out on the workshop floor. I did a scaled up drawing on the workshop floor so that I could bend all these pieces of steel to the lines of the drawing. The head is more like my previous work. There's quite a lot more scrap. The head, you know, the front of the head is made from an old oil tank. There was a campaign, like a word of mouth campaign going around, hashtag save the horse, save our horse. And then over that winter and New Year, Robert Smith actually organised a formal campaign because the harbour commissioners said they could buy it with the help of the public. And there were lovely stories about grandmothers who came in and said, I don't want a Christmas present, but my children are going to give a bit of money. Or apparently there was a few children came in with £2 or £3 pocket money. Please put this to the horse. And there were some other bigger donors, but they had raised the money by the February. That's an extraordinary thing to be able to put a sculpture in an environment that changes.
Yeah.
You know, and it's such an interesting point, isn't it, with the tide, the sand, the marsh, you know, it's a dynamic, changing landscape. And then to have a sculpture that has an environment that changes, you know, the sea heather's looking so beautiful today. You know, other times it might be frost or wind or rain.
I love, absolutely love, standing on the quayside, listen to what people have to say. You know, visitors come and they'll stand there and they'll discuss why the horse is there.